produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Everyone, this is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again, and we look forward to this edition of our program. We are so excited as we're now in the month of December, and obviously we're feeling the spirit of Christmas coming upon us and all the music on the radio and the cheerful greetings with people at church and the greeting cards that are coming in the mail. And of course, there's all the shopping and all that goes with that. Sometimes we recognize there may be a little too much commercialization, but all in all, we recognize that the reason for this season, we know, of course, is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've been real pleased over the last several days to participate in a worldwide initiative by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Each year in the month of December, we have a Light the World One by One campaign where each and every day of the month of December up through December 25th, we are given some ideas of things that we can do to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and to be of service to others. You know, when Jesus Christ was born, angels proclaimed, quote, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And so this December, the promise remains the same. As we serve others the way Jesus served, hopefully we will end 2020 on a very upbeat, hopeful note. And so I'm going to review briefly a calendar for inspiration as you use every day as a new opportunity to hashtag light the world. Now, on December the 1st, it was called Giving Tuesday. And each day thereafter, there's a highlight item or a focus. For example, Giving Tuesday, we focused on give like Jesus did. Make a donation to charity or volunteer with a local nonprofit and post a link so others can participate. Wednesday the 2nd was Hero Highlight. Who represents Christ-like love to you? Highlight them on social media. Well, both of those were fun experiences, and you'll be able to go to my Facebook page and see some of the posts that were made with regard to those two topics. Thursday was Peace on Earth. Help others feel peace as Jesus did. Post a picture or a video to social media that brings you peace and calm. Friday, the Christ Child. Jesus' birth brought hope. Watch the movie, The Christ Child, and then screenshot a moment that gives you hope and share why on social media. That 18-minute movie is extraordinarily inspiring as it narrates the birth of Jesus Christ and the assemblage of the shepherds, and ultimately the wise men. And there are some marvelous scenes in that movie. I'll provide a link for that in our Facebook post for the program. Saturday, December 5th, pay it backwards. Show gratitude like Jesus did. Think of someone who served you and return the favor. And then Sunday, December the 6th, fast relief. Fast as Jesus did, go without a meal or two and donate the cost to a food charity. Share a link to the charity. On the first Sunday of each month, members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints enter into the Sabbath day in the spirit of fasting and prayer. And typically on the first Sunday of each month, our worship service involves a fast and testimony meeting where the members, having come in the spirit of fasting, are able to individually go to the podium and bear their testimonies of Jesus Christ, of his ministry, and of his life, and the blessings that it has brought to them. It's a wonderful, wonderful worship service on the first Sunday of each month. And we certainly experience that on Sunday, December the 6th. December 7th. Now, many remember December 7th for a day that lives in infamy as we remember the bombing of Pearl Harbor. So, December 7th on Light the World One by One, signs of Christmas, lift others like Jesus did. Decorate a neighbor's door with Christmas greetings, then share a picture of what you wrote on social media. December 8th, health caring. Show appreciation for healthcare workers. Show a post inviting others to do the same. December 9th, words of love. Be mindful of those you love like Jesus was. Send your favorite book to a faraway friend. Number 10, light the family tree. Like Jesus, you can honor those who came before, learn about one of your ancestors, and share their story on social media. December 11th, treat times two. Share as Jesus did. Make two plates of treats, drop one off to a friend, give the other to someone the friend suggests. December 12th, shop with care. Jesus cared for his community. Support a local business, Make a holiday purchase, buy a gift card, or post a positive online review. December 13th, Sunday, Serene Sunday. Take time to reflect like Jesus did. Tune out distractions and find a quiet place to think about what brings you closer to God. December 14th, Social, Sing, and Serve. Gather together with those you love to sing and serve. Again, you can go to lighttheworld.org/sing for more ideas. December 15th, love mom and dad. Honor your parents or a parental figure in your life. Call them, visit them, and post about them on social media. December 16th, Wednesday. Shining star. Dedicate the star on your tree to an influential friend. Share a photo of it along with a tribute to your friend on social media. Thursday, December 17th, Christmas dinners. Just like Jesus, you can feed the hungry. Make a donation to a local food bank or drop off food to someone who could use it. December 18th, Christmas stories. Make time for children like Jesus did. Read a beloved children's story to a child. December 19th, Letters of Light. Contact a local nursing home and ask what you can do to safely bring holiday cheer to the residents. Sunday, December 20th, looping Luke 2. Share a video of yourself reading a verse from Luke 2. Tag a friend to do the next verse and start a chain to verse 20. I like that. Monday, December 21st, Together Time. Invite as many family members as you can to get together for a visual hangout. December 22nd, Sharing Light. Like Jesus, you can teach through stories. Share an inspirational story from your life. December 23rd, Gifts from God. You can express gratitude as Jesus did. Reflect on the gifts God has given you and share your gratitude online. December 24th, Goodwill to Fam. Jesus cared for his loved ones. Go around the dinner table tonight and tell each person why he or she is loved. December 25th, Friday, Light of the World. Open your Bible to John 8:12. Take a picture and post it to social media with a message about how Jesus brings light into your life. And as we prepare following December 25th, Light 2021. Turn the challenge to hashtag light the world every day into a New Year's resolution. Don't be afraid to share your goal online. So hashtag light the world one by one is a wonderful way to experience in real everyday opportunities the true spirit of Christmas by giving. Now, you can get updates about these events these days by simply texting to 71234, 71234, and text the word light, L-I-G-H-T, and you'll get a daily reminder on your cell phone of each one of these days that are coming up. So, hashtag light the world, December 2020. Hopefully this will help you have a more enjoyable, more spiritual experience as we enter into the Christmas season. Now, as we think about the season of Christmas, you know, when Jesus Christ was born, angels proclaimed on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. This December, the promise remains the same. As we love and serve each day the way Jesus did, we can end 2020 on a hopeful note. So as we'd like to share with you some thoughts about our preparations for Christmas and the spirit of giving, of serving, being charitable, like to share a few quotes and a few thoughts with you about this. Gordon B. Hinckley, former president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, said, "We must live as true followers of the Christ, with charity toward all, returning good for evil, teaching by example the ways of the Lord, and accomplishing the vast service he has outlined for us." Close quote. Another apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, Allen H. Oakes, said, "Charity is something one becomes." Quote from Richard L. Evans, "One of the greatest accomplishments in this world would be that of lifting human hearts. Blessed are they who are kind and considerate of the feelings of other people." Close quote. Allen H. Oakes again said, "Our Savior teaches us to follow him by making the sacrifices necessary to lose ourselves in unselfish service to others." M. Russell Ballard, another apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, has said, "May we show our love and appreciation for the Savior's atoning sacrifice through our simple, compassionate acts of service." Stephen Snow, a general authority of the church, said, quote, "Look for ways to bless the lives of others through seemingly simple acts of service." And former president of the church, Thomas S. Monson, has said, quote, "Rather than being judgmental and critical of each other, may we have the pure love of Christ for our fellow travelers in this journey through life." President Monson was a much beloved prophet and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who passed away a few years back. But in one of his talks, he suggests by title, "What Have I Done for Someone Today?" I'd like to share a few portions of that message that he shared several years ago. You know, the needs of others are ever present, and each of us can do something to help someone. President Monson talks about a few years ago, he read an article written by Jack McConnell, a medical doctor, who grew up in the hills of Southwest Virginia as one of seven children of a Methodist minister and a stay-at-home mom. He mentions that their circumstances were very humble. He recounted that during his childhood, every day as the family sat around the dinner table, Jack McConnell's father would ask each one in turn, quote, "And what did you do for someone today?" The children were determined to do a good turn every day so they could report to their father that they had helped someone. Dr. McConnell recalls, "This exercised his father's most valuable legacy, or that expectation in those words, inspired him and his siblings to help others throughout their lives. As they grew and matured, their motivation for providing service changed to an inner desire to help others." President Monson goes on to talk about the many medical accomplishments and achievements of Dr. McConnell. Needless to say, this was a man who served and accomplished many, many wonderful things. In his retirement years, he organized an organization called Volunteers in Medicine, which gives retired medical personnel a chance to volunteer at free clinics, serving the working uninsured. Dr. McConnell said his leisure time since he retired has evaporated into 60-hour weeks of unpaid work, but his energy level has increased and there is a satisfaction in his life that wasn't there before. He made this statement, quote, "In one of those paradoxes of life, I have benefited more from Volunteers in Medicine than my patients have," close quote. Go on to mention that there are now over 70 such clinics across the United States. You know, the Apostle Paul admonished us in Galatians 5:13, "By love, serve one another." Book of Mormon in Mosiah 2:17, we read, "When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God." And in Luke 9:24, we read, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." I believe the Savior is telling us that unless we lose ourselves in service to others, there is little purpose to our own lives. Those who only live only for themselves eventually shrivel up and figuratively lose their lives, while those who lose themselves in service to others grow and flourish and in effect save their lives. President David O. McKay of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said, quote, "Man's greatest happiness comes from losing himself for the good of others," close quote. Often we live side by side but do not communicate heart to heart. There are those within the sphere of our own influence who, with outreached hands, cry out, quote, "Is there no balm in Gilead?" Comes from Jeremiah 8:22. I am confident it is the intention of each member to serve and to help those in need. As members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, at baptism, we covenanted to, quote, "bear one another's burdens that they may be light." How many times has your heart been touched as you have witnessed the need of another? How often have you intended to be the one to help? And yet how often has day-to-day living interfered and you've left it for others to help, feeling that, oh, surely someone will take care of that need? We become so caught up in the busyness of our lives. Were we to step back, however, and take a good look at what we're doing, we may find that we have immersed ourselves in the thick of thin things. In other words, too often we spend most of our time taking care of the things which do not really matter much at all in the grand scheme of things, neglecting those more important causes. President Monson goes on to say that many years ago, he said, "I heard a poem which has stayed with me by which I have tried to guide my life. It is one of his favorites." And it goes as follows. "I have wept in the night for the shortness of sight that to somebody's need made me blind. But I never have yet felt a tinge of regret for being a little too kind." We are surrounded by those in need of our attention, our encouragement, our support, our comfort, our kindness, be they family members, friends, acquaintances, or strangers. We are the Lord's hands here upon the earth with the mandate to serve and to lift his children. He is dependent upon each of us. You may lament, "I can barely make it through each day doing all that I need to do. How can I provide service for others? What can I possibly do?" President Monson shares an interesting point in his talk. He mentions that over in the past year, he had been interviewed by the Church News prior to his birthday. And at the conclusion of the interview, the reporter asked what he would consider the ideal gift that members worldwide could give him. And he replied, quote, "Find someone who is having a hard time or is ill or lonely and do something for him or her." Well, as his birthday arrived, he received hundreds of cards and letters from members of the church around the world telling him of how they fulfilled that birthday wish. Acts of service ranged from assembling humanitarian kits to doing yard work. There were many, many examples he cited. I'll share just a couple. He says, one small child wrote, quote, "My grandpa had a stroke and I held his hand." An 11-year-old girl wrote, "There was a family in my ward that did not have a lot of money. They have three little girls. The mom and dad had to go somewhere, so I offered to watch the three girls. The dad was just about to hand me a $5 bill. I said, I can't take it. My service was that I watched the girls for free." The primary child in Mongolia wrote that he had brought in water from the well so his mother would not have to do so. A 9-year-old girl said, "I picked strawberries from my great-grandma. I felt good inside." And another said, "I played with a lonely kid. I played with a lonely kid." I'm an 11-year-old boy. I went to a lady's house and asked her questions and sang her a song. It felt good to visit her. She was happy because she never gets visitors. A message written by Elder Richard L. Evans at the Quorum of the 12 Apostles several years ago reads as follows. It is difficult for those who are young to understand the loneliness that comes when life changes from a time of preparation and performance to a time of putting things away. To be so long the center of a home, so much sought after, and then almost suddenly to be on the sidelines watching the procession pass by, this is living into loneliness. We have to live a long time to learn how empty a room can be that is filled only with furniture. It takes someone beyond mere tired service, beyond institutional care or professional duty, to thaw out the memories of the past and keep them warmly living in the present. We cannot bring them back in the morning hours of youth, but we can help them live in the warm glow of a sunset made more beautiful by our thoughtfulness and unfeigned love. You know, the lives which have been blessed as a result, both the giver and the receiver, made a deep impact on President Monson as he read all those messages. He said it reminded him of the 25th chapter of Matthew, verses 34 through 40. "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was anhungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we sick or in prison and came unto thee?" And the king shall answer and say unto them, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." So what have I done for someone today? May the words of a familiar hymn penetrate our very souls and find lodgment in our hearts. Here is a few verses from the song. "Have I done any good in the world today? Have I helped anyone in need? Have I cheered up the sad and made someone feel glad? If not, I have failed indeed. Has anyone's burden been lighter today because I was willing to share? Have the sick and the weary been helped on their way when they needed my help? Was I there?" You know, that service to which all of us has been called is the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as he enlists us to his cause, he invites us to draw close to him. He speaks to you and me. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, we read, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I believe if we truly listen, we may hear that voice far away say to us, as it spoke to another, that someday we'll hear these words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." As we conclude our program, when we keep the spirit of Christmas, we keep the spirit of Christ. For the Christmas spirit is the Christ spirit. It will block out all the distractions around us, which can diminish Christmas and swallow up its true meaning. There is no better time than now, this very Christmas season, for all of us to rededicate ourselves to the principles taught by Jesus Christ. Because he came to earth, we have a perfect example to follow. As we strive to become more like him, we will have joy and happiness in our lives and peace each day of the year. It is his example which, if followed, stirs within us more kindness and love, more respect and concern for others. Because he came, there is meaning to our mortal existence. Because he came, we know how to reach out to those in trouble or distress, wherever they may be. Because he came, death has lost its sting, the grave its victory. We will live again because he came. Because he came and paid for our sins, we have the opportunity to gain eternal life. The Christmas season is a time to reflect and act upon the blessings and opportunities we have because of the birth, life, atonement, and resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As our Heavenly Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, we express our love toward one another and toward God and his precious Son by giving of ourselves. It is my prayer and hope that as we enter into this beautiful Christmas season, that we will be mindful of Jesus Christ, the reason for the season, and that we will love and serve one another and follow his example. Is my humble prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.